Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a real treat because in studio with us today, we have the co-founder and the CEO of GrandPad. Scott Leon is here, and he's going to tell us about this wonderful invention of his. We spoke maybe a week or two ago, and since then, I really have done some research on this. This is such a cool product. And so if you are listening and you're trying to figure out what the heck the GrandPad is, Scott's going to tell us, and I'm actually going to give you a little visual as well. Great to see you.
Great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. So you are a local person.
I am, yeah. I actually grew up in Decorah, Iowa, but I've lived in this area all my life, and we split time between Wabasha and Minneapolis. So we love this area, love being on the river.
Well, and you mentioned, I think it was a couple times ago when I spoke with you, that you are very familiar with coming through Hastings, and it has a Wabasha feel, doesn't it, on the river?
It does, yeah. I feel very at home. I love it. Love the restaurants and shops here.
Yes, well, you should take that GrandPad and just go sit in some of these restaurants, and I'm sure people would come out of the woodwork to come and talk to you. So for people that are listening and they don't know the joy of the GrandPad yet, will you be so kind as to tell us about it?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to think about it is about 11 years ago, my mom, who was in her 80s at the time, brilliant lady, ran a children's bookstore in Decorah, Iowa. She said, you know, Scott, and if you think 11 years ago, that's when these things, iPhones and Android phones, started getting real popular. And all the seniors were kind of expected, like, okay, so we're supposed to use this. But they were like, why is this so hard? Why are the buttons too small? Why? And my mom, and it just broke my heart when she said this, she said, when I try to use my smartphone, she'd put in quotes, it makes me feel stupid. And I felt so bad. She said, you know, you're a tech designer guy. I was working in Silicon Valley at the time. She said, can't you and my son Isaac, her grandson, can't you guys design something just for us older people?
Okay, well, I got to tell you, moms say a lot of things to their kids, but that doesn't mean then that you quit your job and you grab your son, who's brilliant apparently also, and then come up with this. What the heck? What was the part in between?
Yeah, well, I knew my mom was right. My mom was usually right about most things. And I, of course, being a business guy, looked at it and said, wow, you are so right, Mom. There's a huge market. Mm-hmm. And why are we forcing people in their 80s and 90s and 100s to use a product that was designed by 30-year-olds for 30-year-olds, you know, an iPhone. And we said, what if we designed something from scratch? How would we do that? What would it look like? And that was the inspiration. And the business side of it was, we looked at, wow, there's an enormous market here that's underserved. And these are such lovely people. I've always been drawn, I'm 59, but I feel like an old soul, and feel I've always been drawn to elderly people because I think they're the wisest people amongst us. They have the most life lessons. I lived with my grandparents during college, and they were so wonderful. And so that's how we got started. And it is a huge market. And it's so fun to serve these people because our mission is to reconnect super seniors, those over the age of 75, with their family, friends, and caregivers. Bring families back together again. Put grandma and grandpa at the center of the family, just the way it was when I was young. My grandma lived to be 99, and she was the matriarch of the family. And so that's what we think. Technology should bring us together, not drive us apart, and that's what GrandPad is about.
Well, GrandPad, you certainly have done that, but it's something that I think a lot of people still in their head, they're like, well, how can you make technology easier? And you have.
Yeah, our secret sauce is none of us, I've not been 90. I hope I get the opportunity to be 90, so I don't know what it's like to be 90. So instead of guessing, we just ask them. So we have a group of grand advisors who are our designers in the company. We always maintain a group of 10 or more of these folks. And they are the designers. They tell us what they want. And me and my team, which most of our designers and engineers are in their 20s and 30s, we build the product they want. So what does it look like? I mean, you can go to our website, grandpad.net, you can see it. But it's an 8-inch tablet, so it kind of looks like an iPad mini, bigger. But and you can see here in the studio, nice big buttons you can see from across the room.
I can.
I know my iPhone, iPad, like the buttons are so small I can't see with my 59-year-old eyes. And so, and big contrast, everything's clearly written. So there's a picture, there's a color, it's written, everything's navigation. You know, when you get icons in your phone, you're looking and go, what does that do? And you're scared to press it. This, everything's very, very clear. But it doesn't stop there. There's front-facing speakers, so super loud. So about half of us, me included, as we get into our beyond 50, we have our hearing's not so good. So you need it loud. but you also need it crisp, great fidelity, just like you have a stereo. The touchscreen, when we get into our 90s and hundreds, and I have to tell you about a lady from Plainview, Minnesota, Anna, was 114. We did testing with Anna. We learned that when we get into our 90s and hundreds, our skin properties change. Mm-hmm. Standard touchscreens, for all us young people, you feel the tips of your fingers. That moisture, that's what makes your iPhone work. But when we get older, we don't have that. So we change the screen properties. We have a special stylus. So all of these things, we call these points of frustration, poof points. Those are the things that cause, like my mom said, I hate this technology. I'm out. And sadly, then you get more and more disconnected from your family.
And isolated.
And isolated. You can't see those pictures of the kids and grandkids because everybody's sharing them on Facebook and you can't see them. So with this, we can see all the pictures of the family. It's easy, designed just for me, and it helps bring the family together. So there's dozens of things that we've done to design it just for this age group. But the most important thing is 24/7/365 customer care. Big red help button. You press that and you're immediately, in less than 15 seconds, connected to a human being. Most of our team works here in the Midwest, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. And we answer the phone within 15 seconds. And they help you. We don't even own one of those. Press one for this, two for this. Enter your 15-digit customer number. Those things just frustrate all of us. But think if I'm 90 and I have some hearing challenges, how that's a showstopper. So we answer, we support people and help the seniors who use our GrandPad, the family members who use our free companion app on their phone, or their caregivers, their doctors, nurses, what have you, and bring all those people together.
Was that something that came out of your research?
It was. Yeah, as we worked with our grand advisors and said, what's important? They said, I just want someone who I can call when I have a question.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, again, our average age of our users is 85. That's average. Oldest so far is 116. So one wonderful lady, she said, you know, my husband and I were married for over 60 years, and he's passed and he's gone now. And sadly, I wake up in the middle of the night and I know I can't call my kids because it's 3 a.m. You know, I have some anxiety that he's gone and I'm here alone. And if I need to call someone with a question, it might be 3 a.m. We answer the phone. We support people worldwide. And so that was the tip that they gave us. I just need someone who I can call and ask a question. So we answer the phone 24 hours a day.
The question takes so much shorter of a period of time than it does some time of navigating one of those phone trees, and they're so frustrating. Wow, that's a big, big difference right there.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, and it is common sense, and we love doing it. Our team is trained to work with seniors and know that some seniors might have some hearing challenges or maybe even have cognitive challenges. So we don't incent people to get people off the phone. We love to talk to our customers. So they call us all the time and we love it.
The GrandPad is online. Is that probably the easiest way to buy it?
Yeah. Come see us, grandpad.net. And you'll see right at the top of our website there on every page is our phone number. You can call us and talk with us. We have a wonderful way if you want to learn more. You'll see you can take a little webinar. It's like a little kind of infomercial, if you will, that tells you all about our GrandPad. You can sign up and then it just can attend that on demand. And our team is happy to chat with you and tell you all about it.
You know, I know you have countless stories of the way the GrandPad has really changed some of its users' lives. Tell us more about those.
No, I appreciate you asking that because that's the part that inspires us. We are a very mission-driven company, and we started the company for my mom and my mother-in-law, who, sadly are both gone now, but they're our inspiration. And we've met so many lovely seniors over the years and people where maybe it's a family. Maybe grandma lives here in Hastings, but her kids and grandkids are all over the country. And as we talk with the seniors, say, wow, you know, I'm now able to do a video call on GrandPad and see my great-granddaughter's first steps. And she lives in Dallas, Texas. And they'll say, you know, you just can't believe how meaningful that is. Of course, during COVID, this was a lifeline for so many people. We just had another lady, she attended her granddaughter's wedding remotely. They did a video call and beamed in grandma on GrandPad because she wasn't able to travel anymore. So those kind of human connections, rich video calls, sharing photos that brings families together. Obviously, maybe someone's in the hospital and suffering. They take the grandpad with them in the hospital, and they're able to stay connected with their family. We're often used in hospice situations and for a way for families to stay connected during those kind of difficult health times. So it's extremely rewarding, and I just can't think of a better customer group to work with than seniors, because they're such lovely people.
So you do not have to have a grandpad on the other end to make a phone call. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep. The seniors use our grandpad tablet, and it comes with everything you need, the docking station, the stylus. It includes the 4G LTE cellular data. So many seniors don't have Wi-Fi or frustrated with all the passwords. This has all the connectivity, and you take it with you. It's a phone. You use it at home. Use it wherever you go. The family uses our free companion app on their phone or their tablet or their desktop. And we've had Hester, I'm thinking of, who was 116. She had five generations of people at her grandpad. Hester had a grandpad. Her daughter had a grandpad. Her great-granddaughter and on down. And then, you know, got down to the 20-year-olds that used their iPhone. So, yeah, it's brings families together.
No kidding. Well, I know one of the things you wanted to alert us to was the opportunity for scam artists to take advantage of not only seniors, but anybody. But you have some built-in precautions with this. Tell us.
We do. And, you know, my first message to all of us, all age groups, the scammers are working overtime. And
they're so smart.
Yeah, they are, sadly. You know, if kind of the rate of scams a year ago was 50 miles an hour, today, it's 100 miles an hour. It is the rate of scams against all of us, but especially seniors, has absolutely doubled in the last year. Why is that? Well, there's an extremely powerful technology called AI, generative AI, ChatGPT, all this. We've all been hearing about this over, it's been out, you know, ChatGPT for about a year and a half now. And these are extremely powerful tools that can be very helpful to people and make people more productive, and you can do lots of great things with it. But the bad guys are using these tools to gather information about people and then be able to scam them in more sophisticated ways. So we all need to be really, really careful. You know, we should be talking about it as a family. And it's sad that we have to be so suspicious of people, but it's the world we live in. And so a few types of scams to watch out for. There's the classic grandparent scam. So, you know, grandma or grandpa will get a phone call. Hey, Grandma, this is your grandson, Scott. As you know, I'm in New York with my friends on spring break, and one of my friends got drunk, is in jail, and I just need you to go to Walmart and wire some money or get some gift cards, and then that will help us get out of jail. And they're smart enough now, so they're gathering information. They know that grandson Scott is legit in New York. They are now able to impersonate Scott's voice.
Through AI.
Through AI. They're, you know, deep fakes. They're able to impersonate voices, and they're even now able to create videos that look like the person talking. So it will sound just like grandson, and they'll have so many facts, and they'll know, oh, and Grandma, as you know, my dog, who's a black lab, his name is Rocky. They'll have all this stuff, and Grandma and Grandpa are convinced that it's their son, Scott, and of course they want to help him. And they'll say, well, and don't tell Mom and Dad. Let's just keep this our little secret, Grandma. You know, we're friends. And they'll prey upon people. So when you get that call, hang up and call your grandson back. And if it is your grandson, he or she will answer. And don't ever let anyone tell you, don't tell Mom or Dad. Don't tell the police. Of course, you can tell Mom and Dad. You can tell the police and ask questions. Just slow things down. Ask questions. Call people back. I also tell families they should always have like a secret password that there's no way that someone could guess it. It's not on Facebook. It's not anywhere. So there's a code. So if you need to ask like, well, what's the family password? You would all know that and you can verify. But it's we need to be really, really careful. Grandpad can be part of that solution. The only people who can call Grandma and Grandpa on the grandpad, and it is a phone, video calls, email, are people who are invited in to that circle of trust. So think of it as a walled garden. You let the family in, you let the neighbors who you love and trust in, you maybe your pastor, whoever is in your circle of trust, but the bad guys are locked out. They can't get in. They cannot call. And just think about email. Think about how much spam email we all get every day. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have your inbox just be the emails from your family and the people you trust and
yes.
None of those scam? That's what Grandpad does.
And that is the way that you have written the program. Is that correct?
Yeah. How we've designed all this. And the senior said, well, I only want to get email from the people that I've invited in. Great. So again, very common sense, but makes it safe.
Can you help change the world too, Scott?
Well,
I would like to only get emails from people I invite.
Well, honestly, I think that, you know, you look at other cultures around the world and so on, seniors are revered, especially like we're doing a pilot in Japan. And my son speaks Japanese, been over there many times. And in Japan, seniors and elders are so respected. They are, people know, they're the wisest ones. That's our goal, is to put seniors back in the center of the family, and that they have a way to communicate with everyone safely, and we can learn so much about them, right? And you know, when seniors talk about the good old days, there's probably a lot we can learn by just listening to them. So I think in some ways, if we really help all the awesome seniors and really bring families back together, I think it can change the world.
I love that. Scott, we have Mother's Day coming up. What would be a great Mother's Day gift for somebody?
Well, I have an idea.
Do tell.
You know, so what do you get mom or grandma who's 80 or 90 or 105? You know, they have everything that they want. But if you ask them, what do they really want? They want more connection. They want to see and hear from their family more. So we surely recommend, get them a GrandPad. You can call us. You can go to our website, grandpad.net. And of course, we've got Mother's Day promotions and specials. You can learn all about it. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving, because the seniors will use it every day. We haven't even touched on all the things it does. Of course, it can do phone calls and emails and video calls. You can listen to the radio on it. Sadly, radios have gotten confusing now. You know, you get in your car and you can't figure out how to turn on the radio. I know I can't. So you can listen to the radio on here. We'll preset it with KDWA, so it's on there. And they can easily listen to the radio music here. And we've got preset country stations. We just recently added a polka genre station. We had people, they love to listen to polka music.
There you go.
So we've got the music that seniors want. Games, solitaire, bingo, blackjack, all the classic games. You can play on the GrandPad by yourself, or you can play with your grandkids. So grandma can be on her GrandPad and she can play checkers or Yahtzee or chess with her grandkids across the country. They use their iPhone. And there's just so many things that you can do. But sharing of those family photos, and the seniors can see it. It's like a little electronic picture frame, so they can see them all the time. So the family shares photos, and grandma and grandpa can see those throughout the whole year.
Such a win-win. So great to see you. Thank you so much. Scott Lean, he's the co-founder and CEO of GrandPad, and this would make such a great Mother's Day gift. So do check out them online and give the address. It's grandpad.net.
Yeah, grandpad.net, or call our 800 number, 800-704-9412.
Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.